Literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude?
We on, baby. Who kept throwing it out there, like, come stay with us. And I was like, pretty, we gotta
have it'd be awesome if you just spazzed on them.
We're not gonna fuck you.
Fuck you, old folks.
What the fuck?
They were like, you know, we got plenty of room if you guys want to chill. Yeah. It was weird, man.
My boy O'Leary, dude, were you there for that? No, I don't think you were there for that one.
What?
We drove the whole way out. You remember O'Leary?
Yeah, I know O'Leary.
Yeah. We got out there.
Just talked to him like a week
ago. He gets into the stadium, snuck in a beer, cracks it open before kickoff. He got it kicked out. It was like a 10-hour drive.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
O'Leary's a man.
O'Leary is a man.
That beer was worth it, dude. Getting that passenger.
It was like a Bud Light Lime. It was like a warm Bud Light Lime.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Definitely not worth it.
Saved it.
And he was with his lady.
Saved it. Oh.
They got ejected. You got to hear that fucking.
That's my number one nightmare of like flying with weed somewhere else. Just ruining a trip over like four vape pens.
But I wanted to get high.
I put him in with my regular. I don't think they give it. Well, I can have. I'm allowed to have it. In Pennsylvania, I have a medical card. And then I'm allowed to have it in Chicago because everyone can have it in Chicago.
Yeah, but in the air.
You just don't bust. That's true. The one. You just don't vape in the bathroom.
It's got to be so hard.
It's tempting, but.
It's got to be so hard not to vape.
I don't really have a desire to be stoned on a plane.
I wonder if you hit it and then blew it into the toilet and pressed flush.
It's possible.
You know?
But if anyone smells, dude, they're fried. I've gone through it. You can eat the gummies.
They'd land the plane.
They'd be pissed. Yeah, they could land the plane. They would probably kind of be like, just, cause they, yeah. No one wants it. They're like, just fucking don't. If I started
especially tortoises.
That's one of my, I do want to do that. I think that's on my bucket list. When I get older, I want to just ground one plane. Just light up a cigar and just sit there. I'm like, what
see what happens?
Like, do it, dude.
That's the Louis, joke.
What?
You can just yell down.
Oh, my God.
You can just sit on there and go down. And they have to land it. And they're like, why? You're like, I want to go down. Down. I ran into him last night.
Did you really?
And I was wearing I was wearing his uniform.
Black tee, white jeans and black tee?
Yes.
Were you guys dressed the same?
Yes. He walked in wearing it, and I was just like, fuck. And then he sat right next to me. We looked exactly the same. Yeah.
Did you tell him you were dressed like him, or you just let it ride?
I just let it ride. I was waiting for somebody in the room to be like,
"Do you guys are you guys the same or something?"
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, always, pretty much. Yeah, kind of.
What are you guys like, the same person?
You guys wouldn't understand what it's like, dude.
You were just like coming up a stuff. You're like chogging up a Subway, eating pizza, just being like,
"Oh, I think about it every time."
Do you really?
I see. I walk to go to the cellar. You walk past
that spot.
That exact. You walk past the Subway, he jogs up, and then the pizza place.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, I should get a slice and stand there, take a bite, throw it out. And then going and bomb with the same two jokes I've been doing at the Cellar.
How tempting would it be?
It's tempting. The Cellar's been tough, dude.
Really?
Yeah. It's been, because it's all hot babies.
Really?
It's just, for some reason, it's just hot chicks going to these shows. Like, all just hot chicks.
Yeah, well.
And then I go up with my fucking pedophile and Special Olympics jokes.
The hell is wrong with that?
I don't know what's wrong with that. You'd think it'd be funny. People don't like me.
What?
Yeah, they're sick of it.
Nah, dude.
So we've had enough. They want to hear about sexual intercourse. That's the type of jokes they like.
Tell them.
I don't have many sexual intercourse jokes anymore.
Tell them about it, dude. Tell them what you do.
I talk about
Talking about that lineman fucking you in the ass, dude. What are you talking about?
I talk about you howling when you jizz sometimes.
There you go.
That's my best joke.
Gets hot chicks pumped up, dude.
Yeah.
So they just want to hear about the pussy?
They love hearing about pussy.
They want to hear about the pussy.
I go up, you know, I'm talking about cancer and shit. People are upset. Then all you have to talk about is cum, and the whole place is like,
Dude.
Yeah.
Start. Just jerk off.
I got to work on
just it. Jizz on
I
got to
work on my sex material.
True. That's they just want the sex stuff?
They want the sex stuff.
Give it to them.
Or you got to be a person of color. They love it.
Pretend. Well, this
white chicks from New York?
Yeah.
They only want to hear BIPOC speak.
Just be woke. Just be go over there and be woke as fuck.
I should.
Just be woke as hell, dude. It's got them. Oh, my God.
I'm with Palestine. How about y'all?
True.
How about we give it up for Palestine? I could get an easy, giant applause for.
Yeah.
How about we give it up for Palestine right now?
Yeah, man.
Give it up for Hamas, y'all.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Give it up for Boko Haram.
Yeah, I've been following that a little bit. In terms of Israel and Palestine.
What have you discovered? I don't know.
I mean, it's just they fight each other, and Israel hit, you know, Israel has this like defense, like an iron shield.
Yeah.
So they get
the
missiles.
Iron Dome.
Yeah, the Iron Dome.
I think it was built in Arkansas.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I think it was manufactured in
the Iron Dome.
Yes.
So, yeah, they get like when they get missiled, they don't get hit that bad. And then they'll counter-strike and just kill like 20 kids and be like, well, we told them to get out. They hit the fucking press building. That was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Taking out a newspaper. Like, we told journalists to leave or we would fire. Like, yeah. It's their job to not.
And then I did see that where they put out like a statement of why we did it. They like said, tweeted it out. They were like, Hamas is in that building too.
They're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck, who tweeted that? They were like, it'd be funny if Al-Qaeda would have put this out after 9/11.
Like, well.
Like, I know there were some people in there, but this is why we did it.
Yeah, the whole thing sucks, dude. It's like, it seems to stop leading credence to like being, the whole idea of being like, I'm this type of person and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you might have to all give it up, man. Might have to all give it up. Every single one of us, dude.
I went into a rabbit hole off of this Israel-Palestine thing, but not following that. I started following stampedes at religious ceremonies.
Nice. Nice.
Israel. I didn't know the Jews got down like that, too.
Oh, yeah,
dude. I always thought it was Muslim stampedes.
No, they stampede hard,
too. The Jews will stampede. They get spooked at the watering hole.
Yeah, what are the Muslims? The Muslims spin around the thing.
They both do. They both do the circle dance. They love. Well, Muslims do the thing in Mecca. You got to circle it five times.
What is it, like Muslims go clockwise and Jews go counterclockwise?
Probably.
And they fucking...
They clash and stampede.
Yeah, it's like the wall of death, dude, at a mosh pit.
It really is.
They just mosh around the fucking wailing wall.
I saw a video. There was a video recently of a bleacher collapse packed to the brim with Jews dancing.
They're dancing on the bleachers.
Yeah.
What were they celebrating?
They're like, here we come to get you.
Dude,
that's a sick song, dude. Halftime,
and they fucking where were they though?
I think in Israel. I don't know.
So they're just getting pumped up.
They were doing the back and forth things, yes. like a basketball team pregame,
getting ready.
True, and then it just
damn,
it's crazy. Yeah, and then
they,
I looked
they
up.
They just sent like five missiles over to the Gaza Strip in like, response. Fuck! Who the fuck loosened these balls?
Two people died really? In that one. Then I watched one, I think it was 2 years ago, 44 died in a stampede at this one thing.
Why were they stampeding?
I have no idea. Another bleacher collapse.
What?
Yes. And then a bunch of people tried to, get off the damn bleachers.
Dude, what the fuck?
The fuck's going on the bleachers? Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting fired up, man. It's a fucking nightmare, dude.
What you got? You guys watching the collapse?
We're trying to figure out what's up about it, but
they're just stomp. They stomp hard, dude.
It was a synagogue.
Yeah, they stomp.
It was a synagogue with bleachers.
Damn, like a mega synagogue.
Yeah, it says it was a synagogue in the West Bank, and 200 people got injured. Like the whole thing just collapsed.
Yeah,
two people died. It says that the building wasn't like completely finished. And they were just like packing the gills, you know?
Is the synagogue still in existence to this day?
Did you say packing the gills?
To the gills.
Packed the gills.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you thought it was packing the gills.
No.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to be a cunt there.
You're being a cunt.
That's a little cunt.
You're just quality control.
Did you just say that? Did you not know that
one
this
thing about
is how
me,
it was?
I'm a stickler for grammar. I just love grammar. You're just making sure that, you know, people aren't fucking up.
Yeah.
That's all you're running.
Because I can understand, because every once in a while there's a, what's it, would I say colloquialism?
Yeah.
Would that be like a saying?
Colloquialism, yeah.
Or is that just a localized saying?
It's like a local saying.
It's good for me to correct someone and then not know what the fuck I'm talking about either. But
yeah, we're
like
all,
a saying, you can get wrong like that.
Sure.
Like packing the gills.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Done it myself.
Because it makes sense in your head. You're like shoving things in gills. You know,
packed to the gills. So they were at this. They're at the Megagog, getting fired up.
Jew Olstein was up there.
Jew Olstein.
600 people were in the synagogue.
Ooh.
Damn. When was this?
You should see it. The synagogue's small.
Was this during COVID?
It was just like three days ago.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more pissed about. What the fuck, man? The CDC is not totally clear yet on indoor stuff. Were they all vaccinated? Does anyone know that?
Doubt it.
I'm really worried about Israel right now and Palestine. The fact that they're gathering like that without being properly vaccinated in close quarters. Were they all 6 feet apart at least?
No way.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude.
600 of them. And that building wasn't even being built yet.
The capacity
packed
of that
in the
building
gills,
must have been 80.
Packed in the gills.
What?
Dude.
I knew it was bad over there, but I didn't know it was that bad.
A little boy died, too.
Well, that happens over there. That happens all
the time. Like they fell in, like, a wave. Like, they went down and they were like, whoa, you know?
Damn.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
One it's not funny. Died, it's just what happened. One little boy got crushed. One boy got crushed in the Megagog. Fuck, that sucks.
Oh,
man.
Another one. The other one, it came 16 days after an ultra-Orthodox church. Like, it got, like, crushed, and 45 people died there.
Hey, man.
Just right after that?
Before.
Oh, fuck.
Two weeks man. Before.
What? Who's making their seating?
Hey. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's just... We should probably pause.
No, we can watch. At least 200 people were killed. Oh, and then it turns into a stampede. There's the back.
Oh, I never saw the back.
Oh no, this is the boys were on the bleach. Okay, I didn't show the collapse in the one. Yeah, the bleachers went down, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I was always weary of that.
Rabbi was probably getting it too. Everyone's he was like, yup, and looked back and was like, shit,
I went too hard.
I mean, dude.
Went too hard. Got the boys rocking.
What do you think happens? What do you think happened as a result?
I know it's not. We're not supposed to make jokes. But I think there's probably a collective like, oh. It's only funny because
it's not funny at all. I'm saying
just like the Trump flag.
From a legal perspective.
The Trump flag behind there was like, it's not funny. It's like, in fact, it's so funny that it's not funny. There's a lot of things like that.
I'm talking about that's got to be a legal nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
A synagogue collapsing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that case in court?
Oh, my God.
Fucking everyone's getting a piece of everyone's ass, dude. People are like, I don't even know what's occurring right now.
Everybody.
It's like, well, that guy elbowed me as he fell.
I think everybody in Israel tomorrow is gonna be in neck braces. It's like, were you there? It's like, yeah. They're gonna be on UBI after that. The whole country. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all, dude.
But I love that now that Palestine and Israel are at war and the left supports Palestine, we can be anti-Semitic again.
Yeah. Well, it's funny too. Like. It's just a group of people you can make fun of, like any other group of people. But they were off the table for a while. They were off the table because it all depends on everything else. I said the Italians are pigs. I said they eat like pigs.
Yeah.
Then the Jews fell off the bleachers, and it just
one where something like with Tony Hinchcliffe happens.
Yes.
And he says that word, that fucking unspeakable piece thing, that destroyer of all worlds. That word. And. Then there's always a comment of like, well, what if it was black people that he said it about?
Yeah.
What if it was the N-word? Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, well, what if it was Mick?
Yeah.
What if it was WAP?
Yeah.
If you want to do that game.
Yeah, of course.
Because then they have to be like, well, that's different. That's not as bad. And it's like, ooh, your rules, not mine.
So they vary.
So they do vary, perhaps.
They obviously do, dude.
Yeah.
This is general consensus stuff. They obviously do.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. Yeah, I mean, the problem is when there's people who genuinely are like, I fucking hate this group of people, and it's like, that stinks, but it ruins it for everybody else. Just trying to have a fun josh on everyone.
I was talking to your brother William,
yeah,
about dudes saying the N-word in stand up, and I was like, you have no idea how often that happens.
They just rip it.
Of like a dude coming on stage at an open mic and being like, sup, everybody, and then hitting the N-word and just disappearing.
Open micers, go for it, dude. Open micers.
Just the guy showing up, being like, all right, I'm going to fast forward. My career's over right now. Yep. My first mic, dude, the N-word.
They fly too close to the sun too soon, dude.
Right away.
A couple dudes have done it, and it's so funny. Dude,
all right, obviously the word's not funny. It's disgusting. But what is funny is a guy trying to get away with it.
Also,
it's so funny to watch at a show.
Also, just being like, because you know, when someone's doing stand up for the first time or so, they've been thinking about it for months.
Oh,
so they're like, oh my God, this is gonna change.
I well crafted.
I'm about to change the fucking game.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
But like, the way I'm doing it's just different,
it's just
dude.
Different,
dude. Just better. And then they go, and everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? They never show up ever again. Yeah, it happens a decent amount.
Yeah. We used to get hit with truckers. I think I told you.
You told me about this,
dude, because in Harrisburg, there's like, a bunch of just truckers. It's always truckers passing through. And Yeah, dudes would just swing by and be like, I think I'll give this open mic thing a shot. Just crush an N-word. Just fucking get back in their truck.
Just pull
hit a different mic. They're just lone rangers, just hitting different mics with the N-words.
Oh, my God, dude.
Maybe this will work down in Sioux City over there.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's very funny. It's funny watching dudes instantly implode. They're like, all right, here we go. Let's press it. Let's press the button. Oh, nope.
It doesn't feel good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. My ex-doctor.
Yeah, he told me about this.
Yeah, man.
It's wonderful.
He fell.
He was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to try a mic.
He picked.
Like,
yeah, he did one set. He already did a set. And the guy was like, does anyone want to go back up? Like, where you have more time? And he goes.
He did the same. He did two sets in one night?
No, what he did. Yeah, he did two sets in one night. First set he did was like, yeah. And he started going, I knew I should have done that N-word shit. And he goes up. He goes, I got something. Goes up. Rips. And literally, people are going, the late Mike Brooks, RIP. He goes, dude, sit down. Stop it. Oh, people are like, boo. People are like, we're booing him. And he was like, and then it's like got off stage and stormed out. And then it fucking came back to bite him. And he also got in some other trouble for some other shit. But
yeah,
the guy hates us. It came to his attention that we were talking about it on our podcast.
Was that the guy who had his own thing?
Yeah. He had a little show. And he was like, fuck those guys. Because the person on the show asked him about it. And he was like,
that was Stoner Dads. That guy walked so you guys could run, dude.
True.
That show, the fish lens, where they're just getting high talking. Dude, that was just Stoner Dads. That was the prequel.
That was proto Stoner Dads. Dude, yeah, we bullied him. We fucking...
What's wrong with saying it? I didn't say it.
It was him being like, I just don't lie anymore. And the one intern was like, did you say the N-word at an open mic in Philadelphia? And he goes, what? No. Who the hell said that? If I did... I see what they're saying. That would have been, but I didn't say that. And you just watch this guy for 30 minutes.
That's exactly
minutes.
How I responded to my agent when she called and was like, did you say? And I was like, no, I wouldn't say that.
What?
And she was like, here's a clip. I was like, all right. I said,
well, it's so funny. If you watch that, knowing the situation, the rest of the clip is the guy being like sitting on a couch, stoned to the bone, just being like, fuck. My fucking cool weed show just got, I just got blasted for saying the N-word. I just sit there just going,